Insights, solutions, and networking all come together at RSA Conference. Join a global cybersecurity community at rsaconference.com/ITSPMAG24. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Audio Signals Podcast, hosted by Marco Ciappelli. If you learned something new and this conversation made you think, then take a moment to rate this show and add it to your favorite podcast player. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and share this episode with your friends, family, and colleagues. We invite you to come back for more stories and follow Marco Ciappelli on his social media as he continues musing on stories, storytelling, and storytellers.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Audio Signals with me, Marco Ciappelli. And today we're going to bring a little flavor of Europe with me being Italian and my guest being French. We're going to get to who that person is. If you're watching the video, you already see she's right there. And if you're listening, I'll give her the words in a couple of seconds. We're going to talk, as usual, about storytelling, storytellers, and stories. And sometimes it is about fictional character and books and movies and music, and everything is a story. In this case, we talk about leadership, where in the business world, or maybe even in the everyday life, we all are somehow leading something, maybe even leading ourselves, you know, a team of one. But I think we need to be always understanding that we are sharing stories about ourselves. I guess either we know it or not, we do it consciously or not, we are sharing stories. And in this case, leadership, I feel, you know, the leaders need to share the right story to create the right culture and to lead with success, and whatever success means. And we will define that as well, I believe, with my guest today, Hortense Le Gentil. And probably Italianized the last name, but it's French. I hope I did okay. Probably not too good, but why don't you tell me how you pronounce the last name and who you are, and we'll go from there to talk about your book.
Marco, I'm delighted to be here, so thank you. And okay, I will go with, you did a great job.
Almost 90%.
No, you did a great job. So my name in French is Hortense Le Gentil. So
this is
so hard. No, it's much better in Italian because you sing, I don't know, it's just beautiful.
I use my hand.
Yeah, I do the same. So
there you go. It's a European thing.
Yeah, I know. So yeah, I'm delighted to be here. And so a little bit of myself. I was, of course, born and raised in France, as you can see with my accent. And I moved to New York 5 years ago. And so what happened? I took the scenic roads to arrive here. I had a lot of lives and a lot of passions. So the first one was about horses. I was a horse rider and a short jumper. And it was all my life. It was all my love, my life, my friends, my anything. And I learned a lot at that time about leadership. I didn't know. I didn't realize it just after that you can connect the dots and understand. So it was back there in France. And my second passion was about America, the American dream. Where it's coming from, I cannot tell you. But anyway, it was like that. Then I went to Boston, and I studied both in Boston at Northeastern University, and I took marketing both in Paris and in Boston. Then I came back to Paris, I came back to France, and I worked for large corporations in communication for a decade, and until the time I felt it was not, you know, it was not exactly what I wanted to do. What I wanted to do is to be an entrepreneur. So I became an entrepreneur and I started from scratch a company, about recycling steel industry. So nothing to do with what I did before. But anyway, it's a long story. I'm not going to go there. But I learned a lot.
Well, we're here for stories. So
okay, so
it's about you.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, the story here was I was there in my life around my 40s, and my dream was to be an entrepreneur, and I for many reasons I didn't do it. And then when I decided to quit everything and to change my life, I will come back to that later. I had one idea. So my first idea was, to manage horses, polo team for companies. But it was just before the crisis. In 2028, and I felt like, this is not the right idea. So anyway, but all along the way, I met a lot of people, and I met people interested in what I wanted to do. And then I met this person who made me discover this steel recycling industry I didn't know anything about, but I connected the dots between. Wow, this is an amazing world where nobody understands anything and there is no communication. And then how can we, create, something to innovate, to aid, to help those people to communicate with, the outside world. So I did that for a decade with a partner who was completely the opposite of me. So it was great because this is what we needed. And I learned a lot, and it was hard sometimes, I can tell you, Marco. Sometimes it was very hard, but it was great. And after a decade, I think I have something with a decade. After a decade, I felt like, okay, so now I understood. Not I understood, but it was not that fun anymore because, the innovations, things like that. No, it was more about politics and things like that. I don't like that too much. And a friend of mine came to me and told me, Hortense, I have a friend with an entrepreneur like you and he needs your help. Could you help him? I said, of course. And he told me, and by the way, you should be a coach. Because you just love, helping others and you're good at that. I just look at him, Marco, and said, okay, are you crazy? I'm not going to be a coach. But yes, of course, I'm going to help your friend. But at that time, I said, it was like he put a little seed in my brain. And I said, okay, let's try it. So I put that hat on me, and I met this person, and this is when everything made sense in my life. It was like a puzzle. Everything made sense. It was like everything I've been through in my life led me to that moment. What I learned in my life was to help others, was to help this person. But to help others. And it was physically. I felt it. I felt this energy. I felt connected. And I felt, wow. And then because all of us, we tell ourselves plenty of stories, right? Is it okay? Should I do that? Should I not do that? No. Why it happened to me? Why always me? Why should I change, every decade? Why? And at one point we understand. And then it's like, oh, God. This is beautiful. And so I felt my calling there. And what I learned in my life was if I do my way, it's going to work. Or at least, the door are going to open if it's for me. If it's not for me, the doors are not going to open and this is fine. I will do something else. And then, so I decided then and there that I decided, okay, so let's try. So for 3 years, I had two jobs. It was a lot. And so I was a coach. And I still had my my company, and then when I was a coach, after 3 months, this person asked me, you know, bring me other people and people. I didn't do anything, and then at one point I said, okay, so now I'm going to stop, you know, the other company. So I sold the company, and I continue my journey as a coach. I met Marshall Goldsmith, who is a pope of leadership. I don't know if you know him. And he invited me to be part of his MG100. So means, you know, the person that he wanted to give back. He still wants to give back. And he taught us, you know, what he learned. And he told me that I had to work to write a book. So my first book was Aligned, Connecting Your True Self with the Leader You're Meant to Be. So you can imagine Marco as a French woman living in Paris, where coaching is just under the water, just a shadow. You don't talk about it. It was not that easy. I wrote it in English. And then I moved to New York. And I wrote the second book that it was released in September, The Unlock Leader. The Unlock Leader, there to free your own voice, lead with empathy, and shine your light in the world, because this is my passion. This is what I'm doing. So now I am an executive leadership coach, and I coach CEO and senior executives on their journey from being a hero leader, what I call a hero leader, to being human leader. And I'm a speaker, I'm author, and I try my best to help others.
And that's a great story. I love it. I mean, look, I have to say that we could probably have the entire episode talking about this, because I've seen a lot of myself in what you just said. You know, I've had many hats, many lives, moved to the United States myself, and a lot of things, and I changed. I've been in marketing for most of my time. And then I have this podcast publication. We talk about cybersecurity, which is not really much about storytelling when I started that with my partner. But then we realized that it is actually, even if it's a very technical industry, it is about telling story. Why do we do this? You know? Forget the technology. It's the meaning in our society, the meaning that we bring to people in this era of the internet and so on. So what I'm saying is you're always rediscovering something. And I love what you said, that if you look back, maybe everything you've done brought you to be what you're doing now. Like, but it's finding that call that is probably the tough part, right?
Yes.
So is that what you teach in a way?
Yes, in a way, because what I do is so the book, the last book, but my work is about how to free yourself. In fact, so right. How to free yourself from your mind traps that hold us back from being human leader, or from being, you know, the person you want to be. Because I consider that everyone is a leader, because at the minimum you're a leader of your life.
Yeah.
And then talking about stories and about mind traps. So the mind traps, there are those, you know, stories, those beliefs, those expectations that maybe help you until now, because we are a storyteller. This is how we communicate, as you say. This is how we communicate. But we also are, you know, in our brain, we are also storyteller. And then at one point, the stories that you're telling yourself is holding you back from moving forward. And it becomes a trap, a mind traps. So the good news is, because there are stories, we can rewrite the story. But we need to stop and to be aware of it. And this is what I do, is working on those mind traps and telling, okay, where are you trapped? What is in your way from moving forward? And also you can feel it, because it's when you feel not satisfied, you can feel angry, you can feel, you know, arrogant or something like that. You're not sure of yourself, or you feel like, I want to do more, and you cannot.
So can I ask you something? Is it when you talk about mind traps, it's kind of like you make yourself believe what other people want you to believe, right? Mm-hmm. Like the expectation that society, mm-hmm. the culture, mm-hmm. oh, you're a leader, you need to be, mm-hmm. you know, authoritative, you need to mm-hmm. have a certain style, otherwise they're going to walk all over you. But you talk about humanity here, you talk about freeing yourself and leading with empathy. So empathy. Do you think things are changing nowadays? Like in the past few years, that people are more open to this being human, which is kind
yes.
of funny and to think that we were not human before.
Yes, this is this is funny. But yes, to answer your questions, yes, because the world has changed and expectation has changed. And now we need to be ready to expect the unexpected, to be fast, to be, you know, to go fast, to change fast, to be agile. And we don't have all the answers. That's a good, you know, the good news. Well, not good news, but anyway, we never had all the answers. It's a lure. It's not true. We cannot have all the answers. So leaders, they know that they have to change, but it is very scary, because when we talk about, you know, a lot have been said about why we should lead with empathy, but less when it comes to the how. They don't know how to do it, and you need so much courage to go in this journey. You need to be courageous. This is very hard. And if I come back, you know, to those mind traps we were talking about before, it happened to everyone at any moment. And it happened to me, for example. And it happened to me, you know, years ago. I felt completely locked in my life, personally and professionally. And I was lost. I was lost, really lost. And I didn't know what to do. Outside, everything seems good. Well, it was good. But, of course, everything went south. And I went stuck in bed for 4 months because I was sick. I was very sick because the stories in my, you know, in my brain was telling me, no, you cannot do that. You cannot do that. Part of me knew that I had to do, and the other part, no, you cannot do that. And then I had a dream. And my grandmother, that she passed away at that time already, she came back in my dream. She came to see me, and she told me, Hortense, you have to find the path of roses. I said, what are you telling me? What is that? And so I said, okay. Where is it? And she told me, she just smiled at me, Marco, and she just told me, you know where it is. And she disappeared. Gosh, you know, I woke up. I was absolutely furious. I said, oh my goodness, she didn't give me the answer. No, I don't know where it is. And then there will be later when I will understand that what she meant was so, so, so important. Talking about, you know, the voices and stories. What she meant was that I had to listen to my inner voice. Not the voices outside, you know, the social voices, parent, education, authority, whatever you want, that said, no, you cannot divorce. No, you cannot be an entrepreneur. No, you cannot do that. No, you cannot do that. I was dying. And then the day I started to listen to my inner voice, you need courage again, because that's not that easy. I started to free myself, and I started to my journey from to become who I had to become, to become to where I am today. And this is what I do with everyone, and it happened to everyone. And it happened also, and so those mind traps, as we see, where they're coming from, they can come from trauma that are not overcome, or the or they can, what is that? or they can come from, and voices, as we said, as we just saw. And then another story. So years ago, there were a senior executive was expected to be CEO of his company. So in order to do that, he has to be in front of the board and talk, of course, and because they were responsible of the process. And then out of the blue, Marco, out of the blue, he completely changed his behavior. And he became very talkative, and he didn't listen. He didn't. It was horrible. So, of course, what happened? He didn't get the job. And he came to me and he said, I absolutely don't know what happened. I don't know. And I said, okay, so let's figure out. Then we revisited his life. And he remembered that years ago, he was a student. He had to pass an exam. In order to pass this exam, he has to be in front of a panel of teachers. And one of the teachers didn't let him talk. He was asking questions all the time. He was cutting him off all the time. And then imagine this poor A student, very well prepared, wanted, you know, to express himself, and he couldn't. So he was shocked. It was a trauma. And then this same teacher, very, very nice teacher, said, you know, young guy, I don't know what you're going to do in life, but I can promise you something. You will never be a CEO, because all your emotions and your nerves are written on your face. And then this young guy left school, you know, with a trauma, and thinking that, okay, he doesn't have to show emotions, and he will never be a CEO, by the way. But he forgot. It was in his unconscious. Until the time, the first time that he had to face this prophecy, let's say. And then unconsciously, he reacted. So he talked to be sure, you know, that nobody's going to cut him off. But it was not the right moment and the mm-hmm. right time. So that story is, you know, the voices of this teacher was still there. And then we needed to, you know, replace this story and think about, okay, challenge this, those voices, and rewrite the story. So this is what we did. So with...
Yeah. Well, it definitely makes you think. I think what you do is almost introspective, like discovery, right? So you look back, you're like, are you doing really what you're motivating to do? And who knows? I mean, there is so many things that you could have done in life and maybe you never had a chance. Like, I don't know, maybe you could be a great golfer, but you never had a chance to play golf. But that's okay. We can't try everything. But sometimes there are certain things that the omens, like in The Alchemist and the book, that, you know, you should probably listen. You should probably watch for those signs and figure out what does that mean. Is it leading you to your grandmother come into your dreams and tell you, hey, it's right there. Just look at it. Right? Pay attention.
Pay attention. No, this is exactly that. Because and the clue, the clues are, we feel it, right? When we know that, okay, we have to change something. And it's a journey. It's not a destination. So anyway, you can look at my life. You know, I try so many things, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then I just arrive there. So, and what is important is to be sure that you write your own story, that you are the author of your own story. And you don't write the story that your parents want you to write, your friend, your partner, your family, whoever it is. And very often, this is what we do. And even in leadership, okay, we think, okay, we should act like that. A leader doesn't show emotion. What are you talking about? Yep. Yes, you do. okay, how can I connect with people? I'm afraid I'm going to fail. You know, there's going to be chaos here. No, because people, they want to connect with you. So they want to know you. And it's going to make the difference, because if you share your story, the person, you know, feels secure and share their story too. And then we can talk. Mm-hmm. And then they feel seen, important. And then you can feel, you can understand them, and you can create, you can innovate, and you can change the culture. Mm-hmm. And you can have a culture of all together, we are going to innovate, we're going to be successful. You know, you're the captain of the ship. And you cannot do it by yourself. And the only way to connect, this is how we connect all together. By story, as you said before.
So when you work with someone, obviously, you're there. You're with them, you're guiding them. Of course, mm-hmm. you can do that with every single person. And somebody's mm-hmm. listening right now. Of course, that's why we write books, so mm-hmm. that we can help more people, and we can maybe, you know, it's not exactly the same thing, but... Where I'm going with this is, a lot of people now listening to this, they're probably going to be thinking, yep, that's me. I mean, in a way or another, I think everybody is going to see themselves, at least in certain moment of their life, in a situation like that. So when they read your book, is there like a methodology? Is there like a step-by-step process that you're explaining people, guiding people to try to go over that? What they can find in the book.
Mm. Yes, it's a guide, in fact. You know, The Unlock Leader is a guide. It's a guide from mind traps. So I explained where it's coming from, mm-hmm. their exercise, to mind shift. So the mind shift is how you change. So you challenge your beliefs. So, for example, if I go back fast to the last story, you ask three questions, very powerful questions. Is it true? Is it true that I cannot be a CEO? Is it relevant? Mm-hmm. Is it helpful today? So you ask those questions. If the answer is no, you let go. And then you rewrite your story. So there are three parts. So mind trap, mind shift, how you change your mind, and mind build. So who am I? So now we can talk. We don't have any more, cars in the middle of the living room. Okay, so we can talk. So let's talk. And what do you want to say? How you want to show up? So yeah, so the book is that. And you can find the book everywhere, on the website and every mm-hmm. bookstores and almost everywhere, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a website also.
Yeah, of course. There'll be all the links and everything in the notes here to get in touch with you, your website and everything. One more question, because when I was reading the summary of your book, you name few business people, leaders from popular culture. You even include, Ted Lasso, which is a show that I love, but also Steve Jobs, Ralph Lauren, Marie Kondo. Can you give me like a couple of example of maybe these people? There was a moment they made this mind shift. They freed themselves and became who they were supposed to be.
So I can, maybe the story of B. George is the one that would choose for that case. It's, because he was listening and doing what his father wanted him to do. So his father told him that he has to be a CEO of a very large company. And Bill, I wanted to fit in that, in that box. So he did everything he could to be that CEO. And then one day, he realized in his car that he didn't remember who he was, and he changed completely the way he dressed. You know, he tried to be like others, and then he decided at that moment that he's not, he's going to quit and he's going to accept to be a CEO of Medtronic, who was a smaller company. But it was what he wanted to do because it was, connected with his purpose. And this is what he did.
Mm. So there is always that moment of revelation.
Always. You have the same wisdom.
We just don't listen to ourselves.
Yes, we don't listen. But we don't listen because we are afraid also, because this is hard when you just realize that, okay, this is not exactly what I, sometimes you have to change things, and this is hard. And we don't like change as human being because it's risky, because, you know, habits is security. And after, you know, you take your own roads, and this is risky. But this is what we have to do, because this is our mission. And I'm a big believer, Marco, that each of us, we have a special talent. And then when you discover it, your work is to do it, to work on it, and to go to this journey of discovery. Discover yourself, discover, you know, the environment where you can... You can grow, and then you come back to who you are, like the hero journey of a Campbell.
Exactly. Well, I think we should finish with this, and again, that there'll be all the links to the books and to your bio and everything in the notes. Very easy to find. Of course, we'll publish this on social media, where they can find you as well. I want to just summarize it this with maybe, and you tell me if I got this right, is that we always pay attention to other stories, right? We listen to podcasts, we watch movies, like I said at the beginning, a song, a painting that tells a story in one frame, and a photography. But again, we maybe, as you said, we should realize that we are a good story. Our story, it's a story worth to tell. Maybe we think it's not worth it, but when you listen to grandpa telling you the story, grandma telling you to do something and telling you what they used to do when they were kids in a completely different world where technology wasn't what it is now, and who knows what our next generation are going to tell us, or we will tell to the next generation, you know, to pay attention to our beautiful story. So, I don't know. I think we can end with a very positive note here, that once you discover your story, you free yourself.
Yes, you free yourself and you are the author of your life. Isn't it beautiful? You can write what you want.
I love it. I love it. And then you can write a book about yourself or a song about yourself. Why not?
Exactly.
I love it. Well, Hortense, I think this was very, very inspiring. I hope people are reflecting on their life a little bit right now, but not in a negative way, in kind of like discovering what is that really spark, like a make shine a thought in their mind and go for it maybe. And definitely get the book and definitely, you know, make it happen if you can. So thank you again for stopping by. I really enjoyed this conversation, listening to your story. And I hope to have you again soon on the show.
I would love to. Thank you, Marco. It was delighted to talk with you.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it too. Ciao, everybody. Stay tuned and subscribe. And we'll talk to you soon. Ciao, ciao.
Thank you, Marco.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Audio Signals Podcast, hosted by Marco Ciappelli. If you learned something new and this conversation made you think, then take a moment to rate this show and add it to your favorite podcast player. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and share this episode with your friends, family, and colleagues. We invite you to come back for more stories and follow Marco Ciappelli on his social media as he continues musing on stories, storytelling, and storytellers. Insights, solutions, and networking all come together at RSA Conference. Join a global cybersecurity community at rsaconference.com/ITSP Mag 24.